Listen. Can you hear them? Voices. A multitude of voices. Some whispering, some shouting, and some even screaming. Listen to them. They all have something to say. But don't listen too closely. You might not like what you hear. Broken Sea Audio Productions presents the third annual Halloween audio season. Voices in the Dead of Night. Coming October 2009 to BrokenSea.com.
The Plato Explorer rocket has left Earth's orbit, General. The rocket is on target for Plato, and then the unknown reaches of space beyond our solar system.
So, the mutant monkey master has made the ultimate sacrifice to save us.
I will never see my beloved Jules ever again.
He did what he did for all of us, Ms. DeLambre. He saved the world from his own evil and the evil that your uncle had become. Love overcame fear and evil.
Now and forevermore, Morgan and the robot with the human brain will be locked together in endless combat, neither able to defeat the other as the rocket takes them to the stars, never to return to the Earth that created them.
And now, the next thrilling chapter in the saga of the robot with a human brain. Broken Sea Audio Productions presents The Robot with a Human Brain versus The Insidious Octopoids. Written and produced by Paul Mannering in glorious Technicolor stereo sound.
Space, the final frontier. The Pluto Explorer rocket left Earth, and together Dr. Jules Morgan and I continued our epic battle deep beyond the Earth's reach, far beyond the last warming light of our sun, the breath finally left the body of the mutant monkey master. I was, at last, alone. Alone in the far reaches of the solar system. Alone and eternal. Drifting as the Pluto Explorer rocket completed its 5-year mission to explore the most distant planets visible in our night sky, before leaving our solar system forever. Alone to stare out of the tiny window in my steel prison. Alone to realize the gravity of my crimes. Alone to pray for one last chance to beg forgiveness from my fellow man.
This is Brett Higgins, your on-the-spot reporter for WKRZ Radio, broadcasting to you live from the Pluto Research Institute Control Center. Today marks the 5th anniversary of the launching of the Pluto Explorer rocket. This amazing symbol of the atomic age was launched from this site 5 years ago today. The mission? To explore the uncharted reaches of Pluto and then into space beyond our solar system. With me is Professor Newton Baum, head of the Pluto Explorer project. Professor Baum, what can you tell us about the Pluto Explorer?
The Pluto Explorer is the ultimate symbol of man's mastery of the atom. It is the symbol of the atomic age. Today is the 5th anniversary of the launch, and I am most proud to announce that the craft has completed its mission to explore the farthest reaches of our solar system. Information sent back by the Pluto Explorer has been most valuable to our researchers.
Professor Baum, what has the Pluto Explorer told us about the planet Pluto?
The Pluto Explorer has shown us that there was once life on the planet Pluto. Yeah, life.
Wow, Professor Baum, well, that's just crazy. How can there be life on a frozen ice ball like Pluto?
This, the Pluto Explorer is not saying. Perhaps many millions of years ago, before the time of man, before the dinosaurs, before time itself, the planets were closer to the sun than they are now. This would make sense, yeah? Now, there is only life on the planet Earth.
So, do you think we will be making a manned mission to Pluto anytime soon, Professor Baum?
Ach, this is not possible. No man could survive the long months and years of interplanetary travel to the distant reaches of space.
Remember, listeners at home, it was 5 years ago that brave Jules Morgan battled with an insane robot and saved the world, sacrificing himself by entering the Pluto Explorer rocket with the robot, and the pair of them were launched into space, never to be seen again.
Yeah, this is true. It was such a shame.
Space, infinitely cold and infinitely empty. The dark blue rock below me, the ancient ice of Plutonian seas. I see shadows and shapes in the ice, vast cyclopean ruins, ancient temples and carved blocks of alien stone. What wonders that none shall ever know. The Pluto Explorer rocket's atomic engines shudder beneath me. The craft turns and begins to plunge into the orbit of the smallest planet. One surround the world, and then we shall fly off into distant space. But what is this? A light from the planet's surface, a beam of such intensity, a blinding ray, striking the Pluto Explorer, falling into frozen methane seas.
This is the newest telemetry data from the Pluto Explorer?
Yes, Professor Bell. It just came through on the astrotelefaxer a moment ago.
Extraordinary. This is not showing the correct trajectory. The Pluto Explorer is falling into the planet!
Yeah, I mean, yes, Professor. The Pluto Explorer has been knocked off course. And look, Professor, these pictures. A ray of light from the planet's surface striking the spaceship.
Ach! This is Nine Guten!
Professor Baum, the Pluto Explorer has vanished.
Destroyed?
No, Professor. It just vanished.
Mein Gott!
But, Professor Baum, what does this mean?
I do not know, Herr Burton. But we will find out soon enough, I am thinking. Yeah?
Scientists believe that octopi may be one of the smartest creatures in the sea. No one is sure why, but those ugly little suckers have an almost alien, cunning intelligence.
Wow, Jorns, you sure are smart. But isn't the plural of octopus octopuses?
Diane, don't you trouble your pretty head about science. It's man stuff, Diane. You girls don't need to worry about it.
I guess. Boy, it sure is peaceful out here.
Sailing is the best time. Say, Diane, do you think maybe tomorrow you'd like to go to the zoo?
Oh, George, darling. That would be swell.
I was thinking we could take a nice picnic, make a day of it, see the elephants, the lions, maybe visit the monkey house.
No, I can't. I just can't do it.
Darling, I know. But the doctors say it will be good therapy for you. You must face your fears. Let go of the past.
But every time I see those monkeys, I just can't help but think of...
I know, darling. But that was 5 years ago. Nothing can hurt you now. We will be married soon, and then everything will be just swell. You'll see.
I know, George. I know. I'll go below and make you a sandwich. Would you like that?
I sure would, Diane. Gee, Willikers!
What the Sam Hill is that?
Diane, come quick. Some kind of meteorite just landed in the bay.
George, do you want mayonnaise?
On rye or white? Oh, forget the sandwich, Diane. Come and see. A meteorite just crashed into the bay.
I think we have both. But, oh my, a meteorite? Isn't that dangerous?
I shouldn't think so, Diane. A meteorite is a small piece of space rock, made of heavy iron and other minerals. Mostly they burn up in the atmosphere, but sometimes they crash to Earth.
Ooh, George, that sounds awfully dangerous.
Only if one hits you, Diane. Only if one hits you.
Oh my.
I won't let that happen to my fiancé. Put down the mayonnaise, Diane. I'm taking us closer to the crash site.
Cloud looks awfully strange, George.
A localized weather disturbance, Diane. No doubt caused by the electromagnetic fluctuations of the iron core of the meteorite. Nothing to worry about. The Mary Sue can handle any storm the bay throws at her.
George, the water's bubbling.
And yet, it's not boiling. It's just another side effect of the meteorite impact, Diane. The big stone must have hit the bottom and released a natural gas pocket. I seem to have left my pipe and matches in the cabin, darling.
Don't forget your sandwich. All this investigating must be making you hungry.
It sure is, Diane.
George, are you okay? George? George, it's a giant alien octopus! Ah! Let go of me, you gigantic alien octopus! George, help me! A huge alien octopus has me in its terrible tentacles!
Diane, have you seen my pipe? Oh my god! A giant alien octopi has you in its terrible tentacles! Unhand my fiancé, you insidious octopi! Diane!
Professor Baum, the radar has picked up a strange meteorite crashing into the bay.
Mein Gott! Was ist das? A meteorite?
Yes, Professor. A meteorite. That came from nowhere.
It must have come from somewhere. Meteorites are not just appearing in the atmosphere.
I know, Professor, but this one just appeared on radar above the bay, and then just crashed into the sea.
Extraordinary.
We're detecting strong electromagnetic particle readings, Professor.
Are they within the limits set by the Symposium for the Origin and Detection of Atomic and Parallel Origin Particles?
Yes, Professor. They are within SOTAPOP guidelines, but only just.
Mein Gott! Call the Coast Guard. We must examine the crash site.
Coast Guard Control, this is Alpha Rescue. We are approaching the crash site. Advise local weather deteriorating. Visibility reduced to near zero.
We must get closer.
It's a real thick fog out there, Professor. We can keep flying, but if there's anything else out there, we're going to be in trouble.
We are high in the air. There is no danger.
Whoa! Radar just picked up something huge! Dead ahead!
Pull up! Emergency! Mayday! Mayday!
Mein Gott! What a monster! It must be 100 feet long! And those terrible tentacles.
I don't know what it was, Professor, but it nearly had us.
Look out! Tentacles! Ah! Ah!
I feel so strange. Where am I? This is not Pluto. Frozen ice pool in deep space. Must rise. Rise. Rise! This is Earth. That aeroplane is in the grip of some terrible giant octopus. It's going to crash. There might be survivors. Must help. Everything is so small, like toys. What has happened to me?
My God! A giant robot!
Let me help you, human.
The giant robot is lifting the plane out of the bay. We're safe.
Look out for that giant octopus!
I will put the plane down here safely, out of the way. Now to battle against the insidious octopus.
This is incredible! These two great titans are going to battle! The giant robot and the monstrous octopus!
Holy cow! Look at that robot! He's tying the octopus up in knots!
He's going to need more than that! The octopus is using its tentacles to knock the giant robot down!
They are going to crush those buildings!
Feel so strange, so much stronger. My eyes are burning, burning. Laser shoot!
Ha! Gigantic size and laser beam eyes. I wonder what else the mysterious alien radiation has done to me.
Must destroy the octopus, then find Diane.
This is Brett Higgins, your on-the-spot reporter for WKRZ Radio, broadcasting to you live from Abbott Avenue. I cannot believe what I am seeing. For those of you listening to your wireless at home, this is the most incredible thing I have seen since the robot with a human brain battled against the evil mutant monkey master on these very streets 5 years ago. A gigantic octopus-like creature has risen from the depths of the bay and is fighting against a huge robot. It is hard to say at this time which one of these titans has the upper hand, but... Oh! The robot is shooting laser beams from its eyes! The octopus is tangling the robot with its terrible tentacles! The robot is falling! The robot is falling! The giant robot has crashed into the downtown area! I see flames, explosions, oh my, this is terrible. How can anything survive such carnage?
I am the robot with a human brain. I have battled the mutant monkey master. I have traveled through the cold depths of space to distant Pluto and returned. I am indestructible!
The robot is appearing through the smoke. He's on his feet. He's moving, folks. Giant tentacles are coming out of the bay. This terrible beast from the darkest abyss of the deepest ocean is coming back for more.
Must destroy the octopus.
Something is happening. Folks, I can't quite make it out through the smoke, but there is something happening out there in the bay.
Is everyone okay?
Yes, Professor. Just shaken up a bit, but I'm okay.
Cigarette, pal?
Thanks. I sure love the smooth taste of Lucky Strike.
So do I. And now Lucky Strike comes in menthol, so you not only get a longer-lasting and more satisfying smoke, but fresh breath, too.
Look, gentlemen. Out on the bay. Something is rising. Rising!
Holy cow! What is that?
It's a plane!
It's a submarine!
Nine. It is a city from beneath the waves.
There is something rising out of the water. Some kind of alien structure. We are experiencing a sudden storm. The robot is still fighting the giant octopus, but this strange edifice rising out of the bay, it is immense.
You men, set up a perimeter. Soldier, how long till the artillery batteries are in position? Sergeant, get me the damn Pentagon on the horn.
Soldiers are arriving in trucks. They are ordering people to move back from the battle zone. We will keep broadcasting as long as...
Gott in Himmel! The monstrous city from beneath the waves! It is blasting the city!
We have to get you out of here, Professor. We must get you to safety.
Yeah, but... have you ever seen such destruction?
Fire on my orders! Fire!
General! The Pentagon is asking for an update.
Tell them we're fighting a goddamn war down here, son! You tell them America's finest are fighting for freedom!
A great structure is arising from beneath the waves. Those alien spires, those twisted minarets, I have seen this before. Ancient ice-clad ruins on Plutonian shores. Have they come from Pluto? Roused from cold slumber by the intrusion of the Pluto Explorer rocket? Have I delivered the means of man's annihilation to the Earth? I must destroy this Octavian invader, then save the Earth.
George?
The human female has been aroused.
Excellent! The time portal is not yet stable. More power is needed to ensure stability.
The Kraken is attacking the enemies of Octopoid.
Praise the Kraken! In Kraken's wake, we shall triumph!
Where am I?
You are in the domain of the Octopoid. You are our prisoner.
Your screams are most appropriate. All humans will soon fear the power of the Octopoid Empire. We have crossed millennia, yes, millennia, to once again be the overlords of the Earth.
You can't rule the Earth. The Earth is free, and America will fight to keep it that way.
Foolish human! Your technology is weak! You will be our slaves as the ancient races, now gone to mud, were in the world before time!
A human mechanical device is attacking us.
It will be destroyed. The Kraken will crash it.
Our advanced technology shows that the mechanical device has a human brain.
Dr. Lambrey? But how?
We must capture this creature and study it.
I will command the Kraken to capture the mechanical. Great Kraken, Great Kraken, this is the voice of the voice. Capture the mechanical nephew in the brain and bring him to us.
Here, the alien structure rests on the bottom of the ocean. I am detecting strange energy that is rising from the sea floor. These delicate spires and leviathan ledges and perverse angles are not of spacecraft. These aliens came from somewhere else. But where? The giant octopus is coming. The artillery barrage has not destroyed it. But yet, maybe I can use it. First, I will use my new powers to shrink myself to normal size. Now, attack me, giant beast! Ah! Caught in those terrible tentacles! My robot body can take the strain! Yes, take me to your diabolical masters, you oversized cephalopod! This chamber is immense. What powerful technology could create such a thing?
It is the power of the octopoids.
Octopoids? Where have you come from, and what do you want?
We have always been, we are, and always will be. We have come from the Earth before time. Once again, we shall rule over the Earth, for it is our dominion.
I will stop you. All of Earth will stop you.
I do not think so. Your body has been crafted from hard metals. Your mechanical structure has been bathed in the energies of deep space atomic radiation. But your brain is that of a puny human.
My brain is more than a match for you, Squidman.
Not when we have one of your human females as our prisoner.
Let me go, you monsters!
Diane!
You freak! You killed my beloved Jules, you insane beast!
No, Diane! I have changed! I have come back to protect the Earth! You are the only family I have. I need you to forgive me.
Never!
Interesting. The female has a familial connection with the mechanical. We can use this to our advantage.
I will send word to our queen.
Diane! I can explain. Please! Diane. My only family. I have hurt her badly. I was insane, a monster, determined to destroy those who made me into this metal freak. But I only ended up destroying her.
Dr. Delamere has come back, and I'm in your evil crutches. Where's George? Why won't he save me?
Now listen here, Admiral. I don't care what you think. My fiancée is down there somewhere in the clutches of that hideous sea monster, and I want to know what you're going to do about getting her back.
I'm a general in the United States Army, mister, and we are doing all we can. Boats and divers are in the water. You have to understand that the city is in chaos. People have died. Homes are burning. There's a giant alien structure blocking shipping in the middle of the bay.
I can see that, General. But you have to understand that my fiancée is of a delicate composition. She is under strict doctor's orders not to suffer undue excitement.
Well, I guess if George isn't going to save me, I'm just going to have to do it myself. First, I need to get out of this damp prison cell. Locked. Locked good and tight. Maybe I can open the lock with my bobby pin. Now, to find my way out of here and get back to George.
I have to prove myself worthy of Diane's forgiveness. I'll use my laser blasting eyes to cut through the steel of the octopoid's lair. I may have been too hasty. I have punctured the metal skin of the structure, and now it's flooding and collapsing!
I won't lie to you, man. The Earth is facing its greatest threat in 5 years. We don't know what these aliens want, but we are sure of one thing. They're probably commies, and they are a threat to the American way of life.
General, I am attempting to contact the aliens. We will communicate with them and find out what their purposes are for being here on the Earth. Yes, success! I have managed to tune into the aliens' radio frequency. Hello? This is Professor Baum of the Pluto Explorer Research Rocket Center. Can you hear me now?
Puny humans, we have captured your greatest weapon. Your robot with a human brain is no more. Nothing can save you from the invasion of the octopoids.
Give me that microphone! Listen, you slimy, no-good, fish-kissing commie son of a clam! This is General Orders, and I'm here to tell you that America is going to fight! And we're gonna win! And we're gonna make gumbo out of you and all your shrimp buddies!
Your words are no match for our weapons, General. Observe as the might of the Octopoid Empire lays waste to your city.
Mein Gott! Downtown has gone kablooey!
You asked for it, fish face! Launch everything we have! Hit 'em, boys!
Smoke to see what is left. My God! The octopoid's lair appears undamaged, General!
We ain't beaten yet, Professor! Get me atomic control on the horn! Till then, we need to prepare an atomic bomb!
General, you cannot be serious! The atomic bomb would destroy the city for 1,000 years!
That may be true, Professor, but we can be sure that an atomic bomb will destroy insidious octopoids.
Our only hope is that the robot with a human brain will save us before it is too late.
My robot body can withstand the cold vacuum of space, and it can withstand the crushing weight of an ocean. I must find and defeat the octopoids!
Kraken, attack.
Well, I have found the giant octopus. Could this great beast be the Kraken of legend? Damn! My robot laser eyes won't fire underwater, but I have an idea. Yes, by using my robotic voice equalizer, I can create a sonic dissonance at a low enough frequency to excite the surrounding water molecules and create a sonic shockwave underwater. Poor beast. But I had no choice. I had to kill the giant octopus to save Diane and the world.
What in the Sam Hill was that?
General, I am thinking that something has happened.
That's why you're the egghead, Professor. But what has happened?
I am hoping the robot with a human brain has found a way to destroy the insidious octopoids.
I don't think so. The structure of their lair seems intact. But there's stuff flying up out of the water. Big chunks of... Holy cow! Look out, Professor! Incoming! What in the Sam Hill?
Mein Gott! It is the Giganticus Octopus! It has been exploded! The robot with the human brain has destroyed the beast!
Good job, that soldier! Now, robot, destroy the rest of America's enemies!
That noise. I sure hope Uncle Delambre is okay. I mean, sure, he destroyed my life and took dear Jules to his death in the cold reaches of space, but he seems sincere about wanting to save me and the world. And who else is going to save the world at a time like this? Gosh, if Uncle Delambre is busy saving the world, I'm just going to have to save myself. I wonder where this door goes.
Oh, great queen. We regret to inform you that your child Kraken has fallen in battle.
We are in no way to blame!
Indeed. Kraken died in battle for your glory, O great queen.
Mankind are fools. For millennia, we have watched. Watched while the land divided the oceans. Watched while fish crept up from the water and lay gasping on the shore. Watched while they crawled, then walked. And now think that they are the masters of the earth. But we octopoids have watched, and we have waited. And now we have returned from ancient seas to rule the world again.
Indeed, O great queen. But how will we destroy the humans without the glorious Kraken?
Whose unfortunate demise was not our fault.
Sniveling slaves. We shall open the portal from before time. We shall summon ancient boars from the wine dark seas. We shall flood the earth, unleash the waters of the tempest from before time, and flood this land to its mountain tops. I shall rule a new empire of oceans!
Oh my. Listen, city's aliens are gonna flood the world? I have to warn George.
What dares disturb us?
I was not expecting anyone, were you?
I don't think so.
It is the humanoid mechanical with an organic nerve cluster.
I am the robot with a human brain. Your invasion of the Earth ends tonight. I will stop you.
Will you now? You are a mere mechanical man with a human brain. So feeble. So puny. So susceptible to my ink attack.
My robot laser eyes have been blinded by ink. I cannot use the lasers.
I am the Octopoid Queen. I am the Empress of all. Now you shall be the first to die by
my touch. Minions, go and prepare the portal through time. Prepare to unleash the primordial waters upon this earth. We shall destroy the world they have created in its tribute.
Yes, great Empress.
What's a great Cthulhu?
No, no, no! Leave him alone! Leave him alone!
Diane, please, run! Don't stay here or you will surely die!
I don't care, Robot. I forgive you. I forgive you.
How touching! Now the two humans will die together. Die, humans!
Diane! I cannot escape! Not strong enough! But there is one thing you can do!
I don't know how I can help, Robot. I'm caught in her terrible tentacles, too!
You must! Reach out! Open the panel in my left side! Reach for it, Diane! Reach for it!
Got it!
Press the red button, Diane! It will cause my atomic engine to overload and blow up.
But why? Why?
It's the only way, Diane. The only way to save the world.
But you'll die. I don't want you to die.
I can eject my atomic engine and we can escape using my remaining battery power. Get to a safe distance.
I can't reach it. Tentacles crushing me.
The ink has slipped from my eyes. Get ready, Diane. Free at last. Now, Diane, press the button.
Got it.
Now to eject my atomic engine.
Blind! I am blind! I will destroy you all! Destroy you all!
No, it is the power of the atom that will destroy you, insidious octopoid. Run, Diane, quickly! Up those stairs to the surface!
Robot, there's no way out. We're trapped here.
I can cut through the walls with my laser eyes. Quickly, Diane, get out while you still can. We don't have much time. Five seconds until atomic engine overload reaches critical. Four, three, two, one.
Mein Farfignugen! The octopoid lair has been destroyed! But the explosion was sucked away into a massive whirlpool!
The robot did his duty, Professor! He saved the world!
Robot? Robot, where are you?
Easy there, ma'am. The robot is gonna be just fine. In fact, his journey into space seems to have given him superpowers. We still don't know exactly what he's capable of, but we do know that he can vile laser beams from his eyes and grow to a truly gigantic size at will.
Indeed. Now we have him hooked up to the atomic bombs the General ordered, and he is going to be just jiffy until we can get him a new atomic engine.
But his atomic engine, it overloaded and exploded. Why didn't we all die?
The portal the insidious octopoids came through to this dimension in time and space sucked the explosion back to their own place in time, and kablooey! All that nasty radiation is gone, and they are kaput.
I just love it when things go kablooey.
Diane! Diane!
Oh, George, you're alive!
Of course I am alive, Diane. I tried to tell these gentlemen that you were under strict doctor's orders not to be exposed to excitement. She has a condition.
It's okay, George. Really, I'm fine.
Now, Diane, you need to listen to me and obey the doctor's orders.
George, darling, I realize now that I can't marry you. You see, I like excitement in my life. I like not knowing what tomorrow may bring. And Uncle Robot is going to need me to take care of him now.
But...
And George, the plural of octopus is octopuses, not octopi. It's Greek, not Latin. Goodbye, George.
The robot with a human brain is asking to see you, Miss Delambre.
Yes, I must see him. Please? Oh, robot, you did it! You saved the world.
Yes, Diane. I saved the world. I am the robot with a human brain. And I think a human heart.
You have been listening to the Broken Sea audio production of The Robot with a Human Brain versus The Insidious Octopoids by Paul Mannering. Featured in the cast were David Alexander McDonald as The Robot with a Human Brain, Tiffany Brayford as Diane Delambre, Mark Kalita as Professor Baum, Gareth Boley as General Orders, Michael Hudson as the first Insidious Octopoid, Elaine Barrett as the second Insidious Octopoid, Alexa Chipman as the Octopoid Queen, Eric Benson as George Dunsley and Higgins, Paul Lavelle as Burton and the pilot, Peter Fransden as Nichols, and Doug Manlin as Lane and the co-pilot. Music in this production was composed and produced by Brian Bocciccio. This is Paul Lavelle. This audio drama is copyright to Broken Sea Audio Productions, 2009. Visit us on the web at www.brokensea.com.
Since March 2007, one online audio production group has pushed the boundaries.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Maudlin.
It's Sounding Board. Audio drama with Lumpy Bits.
You have been listening to Jake Sanson.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents
My Name is Feedback, and these are my stories.
Last time on Gaia's Voyages.
This is the Broken Sea Audio production of Escape from New York.
OTR Swag Cast.
Doctor Who. Starring Mark Kalita as the Doctor.
BrokenSea.com. New audio every Thursday.